Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy DJ Dramatic from the Senate DJs. You checking out my man right now, Bully the Kid. It's going down real heavy in the...
Need that too. So I'm excited about those people. What I'm not excited about is some of the just uncertainty in where we're going to go. Let me say this real quick. I have a lot of friends that are judges. I have a lot of friends that don't like Shorty Bulls. I've never, ever took issue with someone who's not a Shorty Bull fan judging Shorty Bulls. That's dog showing. You can have a Border Collie person judge a Doberman. It's natural. They should be educated enough to do so. My only issue that I've ever had was with people that don't care about Shorties, don't like Shorties, aren't passionate about Shorty Bulls, that want to change Shorty Bulls. That has always been my biggest issue. And I feel that I have to stand up against that because that's going to be what damages our breed in the end. I won't allow that. No, I'm not. I wonder why it's going in and out for some people and not for others. So that's one of the things I wanted to make sure that I was able to do. If this radio show sound is horrible, I am going to have to go live to make sure that this comes out good so everybody can hear it. But we'll see if we can make sure that it's working. So that was my only issue I've had. I've sat down with just about every higher up in every registry and discussed what I thought could work with Shorty Bulls to grow it. And at the end of the day, it came down to one problem and one problem alone. I feel that we are fortunate to have both of our creators involved in our breed. All right. I think we're very fortunate to have both of our creators involved in our breed. The fact that Amy Krogman and Jamie Sweet are both alive and kicking and are willing to give us input on what they're doing, and they both have active breeding programs, that's fortunate for us right now. We're only 14 years into our breed about. So them doing that is tremendous. I think anytime someone discredits our founders or our creators, they discredit our breed. We should be using them for a wealth of knowledge and their opinion and what they set out to accomplish with this breed. Without a doubt, we should do that. That's not saying that the breeders we have shouldn't be breeding to their ideal of a Shorty Bull, but it says we should definitely utilize the people that we have here. When we have a division and, you know, people aren't working together, it allows us to have the excuse to be divided. It allows us to have an excuse to not work together. It allows other people to control our breed by saying, hey, you know what? They can't even get it together, so why should we? Why should we listen to them? Why should we follow what their idea is? Let's come up with this idea for a Shorty Bull. I didn't want to see that. I think that that's a dark path. I think that that's what's going to lead to the destruction of our breed. I know most of the people listening to this show, if you are listening, you're passionate about the breed or you're somewhat interested in getting into the breed. We need to make sure that we're providing them a breed that we can feel confident in selling to new people and growing with new people, as opposed to having to tell all these drama-related stories. Part of the reason that Amy and Jamie are not on the air right now is because I didn't want this first show to be about what we coulda, shoulda, or woulda done, or what happened in the past, because I really don't care. It really doesn't matter how many times it failed. It really doesn't matter how many times they weren't able to work together or how many times there was silence on both ends and shots fired on both ends, because that's not what's going to get us anywhere. It doesn't matter if I like Blue Rock dogs or if Callie Selassie likes Blue River dogs. It doesn't matter. The point is that we have Shorty Bulls, and our goal should be to take our dogs to a park and have people come up to us and say, wow, is that a Shorty Bull? I know about those. That's what we want. We want to be recognized as a real breed, and we want to be recognized as something that we've all worked hard to build and create. So we're very, 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 very much on that path. Part of the reason I did the live feed this weekend was to show you guys the consistency of a kennel, of what a program looks like, because most of us won't be able to see that. Most of us won't be able to go out to Kansas in the snow and look at all these dogs and see how similar they are and what the subtle differences are and what we need to correct to make them better. And by showing you guys, I thought it would help you guys get more excited about the programs that you guys have and about the dogs that you guys have, because it's what I want. So anyway, I ended up sitting down with Jamie and Amy in Jamie's kitchen. And when I wasn't eating, I was listening and I was talking. And the good thing about it was the people in the room at that time were me, Jamie, Amy, Nisa, who's also someone who's been around for a long time, created Evo Line, jumped through a lot of hoops to create Shorty Bulls. I got to hear her story and listen to how hard it was for her to become a breeder and recognized in this breed. It was amazing to hear someone that started from foundation stock and having to get approval from a creator to even get in and get registration papers. That's something that 99% of the people in this community will never understand. And if you ever have a chance to talk to Nisa of EvoLine, please do so, because her story is basically the Shorty Bull story as well. She really, really did go through a lot. And we sat there with Quentin Askin, who is relatively new but very passionate. So he got lucky and he got to be in this big meeting, I guess. But the one thing I wanted to do was bring them together so we have a unified front. I think that we're not going to get anywhere when we go out and we're like, hey, we're making progress over here, and Jamie Sweet says, I disagree with Amy Krugman. I refuse to allow this. And Amy Krugman says, I disagree with Jamie Sweet. I'm not going to allow this. It's much better and more productive if they work together and settle their differences behind closed doors before bringing it to the public. One of the things we discussed, of course, was foundation breedings. Foundation breedings, to me, were very, very important to Shorty Bulls. I am definitely pro-foundation. But however, over the last 18 months, foundation breeding and foundation requests have really, to me, gone crazy. When I first got into the breed, I remember people asking to do foundation breedings, and it was very hush. It was very few people would ask. Very few people had the nerve to ask. Very few people would try to do it. And no one was just going out and doing it and saying, hey, register these dogs as Shorty Bulls. In the last 18 months, we've had a rash of people that have wanted to do foundation breeding. Some of those people have never done a Shorty Bull breeding. Some of those people only own one Shorty Bull. Some of those people have never even seen an F1 ever in person. That it was alarming to myself, and I'm sure to Jamie, and I'm sure to Amy. We, of course, have people that did foundation breedings without any type of supervision from a founder, and threats of those dogs being registered as Shorty Bulls. I think that saying that there's no more foundation breedings was a tremendous step in the right direction. I think that Jamie herself refusing to do foundation breedings was a major step. And when we say foundation breedings, the one thing we have to say is it's not called closing foundation breedings, it's called closing the stud books. Multiple breeds across history have closed their stud books. The stud books are open in almost every breed from the onset. They have open stud books. That is just the nature of creating purebred dogs. We at Shorty Bulls had an open stud book. However, we had rules and regulations to that only the founders were able to do so, and anyone else would have to get approval from the founders. I thought this was a great risk-proof method of doing it. We achieved some great dogs in that time. There's a lot of foundation dogs that I personally love and like, and I utilize in my program. However, when it became so broadly imagined that we did that, I do feel we needed to do something. And a lot of times when something like that happens, everyone will be like, oh, well, ban this look or ban this dog. But just shut it down for now. The stud books are closed. That doesn't mean that forever the stud books will be closed. I want to say that, because in breeds like the Basenji, the stud books were closed and they were reopened when there was a disease that was affecting the dogs. When that happened, when there was a genetic disorder that was found in all the dogs, they had to go to an outside line. They opened the stud books to bring in dogs that were not related to curb that situation. That very well could happen in Shorty Bulls, because we're not that big of a community yet where we have so many bloodlines that we can't overlap too much and have an issue genetically by not opening the stud books. So by closing the stud books, I'm sorry. So I want people to understand that too, that the stud books are closed. Now, if the stud books open, it would never be open like cracked open by Amy and she does a breeding and then they're closed again. That's not the way it works. If the stud books were to become open again, it would be announced amongst the whole breed. So that was one of the things I thought was very, very important. I thought that the foundation breeding, and Amy agreed with me, and I don't want to put words in people's mouth that aren't air with me now, but it was a shortcut for people to do. They thought it was a shortcut to achieve some type of notoriety, achieve some type of look. It wasn't being used as a formula to build better Shorty Bulls. It was literally being used, in my opinion, to build dogs that were going to sell or dogs that they could compete with in a certain market. That brought us to the next level of the meeting, and that was about the market of Shorty Bulls. A lot of people say that the market of Shorty Bulls is dead and that people can't sell dogs. That's not true. There are people that sell dogs. I sell dogs. I know Jamie sells dogs. There's a lot of kennels out there that don't have troubles when it comes to selling dogs. You know, they move them pretty regularly, pretty quickly. There's a lot of interest in our breed. I think we too often pit ourselves up against each other. The number one thing I hear when people come to buy a Shorty Bull is, I'm trying to decide between a Shorty Bull and a Frenchie. Okay? That's what they want to do. They want to either get a Frenchie or a Shorty Bull. It's common. I'm sure everybody listening has dealt with that question. Oh, well, you know, which is better, the Shorty Bull or the Frenchie? Which one should I get? And to be honest with you, the people that we lose that go Frenchie generally go because the breed is more stable. The breed is more known. The breed is more readily accessible in AKC databases and things like that. And Shorty Bulls don't appear to be real. So if they're going to spend $2,500 and up on a Shorty Bull and they don't believe it's a real breed, it's very easy to sit down and say, hey, I'm going to spend that $2,500 on a blue Frenchie or on a regular Frenchie or whatever. It's easy to say that. And we were losing that battle because as Shorty Bull people, we were so divided amongst ourselves that I don't think we ever focused on being just about Shorty Bulls. It's not about being Blue River or Blue Rock or I went to Amy's house, I went to Jamie's house. Like, I really thought that that was detrimental to the breed. And I know other people came before me believe that. And right now, my main thing is, it's not about the naysayers. It's not about the people that were there before and want to say, oh, it never worked in the past, therefore it won't work now. Like, it's a different time. You know what I'm saying? It's a different period. We have different people and places that can help us. I want to see the breed grow. I want to see the breed flourish. So in this meeting with Jamie and Amy, we kind of talked about those things. We talked about what each person can do, what each person is expected to do, what each one of us should be doing to make sure that our breed is carried on and move forward without going backwards and losing the very things that we're fighting for. I hope that everybody that's tuned in and everybody that read that post recognizes that and everybody is on the same page in regards to fighting for what's better for the breed. If you're not, that's fine. I mean, there's people that literally will never show a dog. There are people that will literally never, ever breed a dog or be caught up in the politics and the drama of it all. And that's fine. You know, I want people like that. We want families. I want people that are not involved in the breed to profit or make money or get rich or anything like that. I want people that are regular people. I want people that just want to have a loving pet because those people are the people that are really, truly going to get the dogs out to the general public. Amy and Jamie felt the same way. So as we sat there and we talked, and I talked to these two women who are no longer young, spry chickens, they're getting up there, and they have to think about their future, and they have to think about what all they can do and should be doing to make sure that what they created lasts, you know. And I think it's a very sad and scary thing when you have two women there that are going against everybody else, you know. So it's a very weird situation when I look at it. So I got to say that, you know, we also talked about the athleticism of the breed and the way the breed looks. The people that say that the breed has changed so much. And I have to say, man, it's been 6 years since I got into the breed. And the one thing I saw in the live feed was that goat looked so different than some of the dogs in the yard. You know, we would see him running with Teddy. We would see him running with Skids. And a lot of people say, well, not really running with Skids. I'm lying. He can't run with Skids. But we would see those dogs, and then we would see goat, and people would say, oh, wow, he looks so different. Well, goat's only six. Why does he look so different? You got to remember, 6 years ago, and a breed that's only 14 years old is a long time. Like, you have to realize that there's going to be changes, and you have to realize that in 6 years and a breed that's only 14 years of age, that's a lot of time, and we're trying to get to what we deem the perfect Shorty Bull. We're trying to get the height down. We're trying to get consistency down. But we can't do that if the founders haven't spoken to each other in 4 years. I can sit here and say straight up that I had not been in a room with Amy and Jamie personally together since March 24th of 2013. That was the last time I sat in a room with both of those women, and it was in Atlanta at a dog show. Since then, I had never, ever spoken to them both at the same time. I never got both sides of the story. I never got what they both wanted, and now I think they are on the same page. Where does that mean we go from here? What does that mean for Shorty Bull people? What does that mean for the people that are going to invest in the breed or the people that have invested in the breed? or spent time, money, and tears trying to grow it. What it means is that we're gonna finally have a unified front. And we haven't got all the answers yet. That's part of the reason that they're not here with me right now, is because we don't have all the answers yet. We don't have exactly what's going to happen, exactly where we're going to go. But we want to make sure that people know that we are working together to come up with the right answers. Are we going to have a committee? I had that question come through today. Are you guys going to get a committee right away? No, we're not. Like, we have to get everything in place so that this isn't like the other times where we came together and we fizzled out and we went our separate ways. This has got to be a situation where we come together and we do things as members of a breed to pull it together. We want to do more meet and greets where we all come together, where we all say, hey, we're all Shorty Bull people above all else. We're not Blue Rock, we're not Blue River, we're just Shorty Bull people. I think that that's going to be tremendous. So look forward for stuff like that. Bully the Kid is not going to be the spokesperson for the Shorty Bull. You know what I'm saying? I am an ambassador for the breed, but so are you. So is everybody that's listening to the show. I mean, we all have that responsibility. But the main thing we wanted to do is make sure that we stood up for what's right for our breed. If you feel that something isn't going our way and it's not for the best interest of the breed, then you need to say that. I still believe wholeheartedly that there's no one better to educate and move our breed forward than Amy Krugman and Jamie Sweet. I don't think there's anybody that can say, well, I learned under them, so I know more than them, and you should listen to me and let me write the standard or let me dictate what a Shorty Bull should be. That's asinine. That makes no sense whatsoever. With me, I got a lot of friends that have supported me over the years, a lot of places, a lot of venues, a lot of organizations. And the main thing is my loyalty is to this breed. I own the American Bully. I own one American Bully. I never bought another one. I never bred that dog. It was different for me because the American Bully has so many varieties. It was ever-changing. It was changing year to year. I could not keep up and in good faith invest in that. It's not to say that I don't like American Bullies. I love American Bullies. There's a lot of American Bullies that I personally like. I hope to see them at the Atlanta Bully Marathon this weekend in McDonough, Georgia. But at the same time, it wasn't something that I personally felt I could make an impact in or I could make a difference in, or the consistency was going to be there where I could really say, this is what I'm producing. I never wanted that for Shorty Bulls. So when I got into Shorty Bulls, what changed was I knew that the consistency was there. I knew I could push this breed. I knew I could tell someone that what they're going to buy from me is a Shorty Bull. It wasn't going to come out looking any kind of way other than a Shorty Bull, and I could stand behind that product. So that's one of the things. One of the things that Amy and Jamie both wanted me to let everybody know is that they can't babysit anymore. You know, the decision that you guys make has to be a decision that you guys make in regards to the breed. You can't depend on Amy or Jamie to be the ones to support you and carry you and say, hey, this is all right. We're going to take care of you. We're not going to do this. We're going to defend you against these other people. What we want to do is make sure we're all together. They're tired. They're tired of that. I'm going to bring them on. So everyone's asking me when they're going to come back on. When is Amy and Jamie going to be on the show? A lot of people didn't believe that we even met. I don't know. People that called Amy or called Jamie and said, did you guys really sit down with Chris this weekend? That's absolutely ridiculous. Anyone that thought I would lie about that and put it on Facebook is just a little slow. But anyway, we're going to bring them on next week. I'm trying to decide if we're going to do a live format show where I fly back out to Marysville and sit down with Amy and Jamie at a little round table and let you guys ask questions so you guys can really get behind it and hear what they have to say, or if we're going to do it a different kind of way, if we're going to do radio. I don't think we'll do radio. I really want to make it live. I really want to do a live video feed. I really want to do an interview with both women there, where you can hear their opinions and things like that. And we also wanted to give time for the things that we have in motion to be able to make a big announcement so you guys know why they came together, not just because Bully the Kid asked them to, but what the main purpose was for Shorty Bulls. We have not yet inked that. We have not yet got everything signed and sealed and delivered to sit here and tell you guys, hey, we got a big announcement. We don't have a big announcement. The only announcement we have really is that they're working together. They're coming together. We're making decisions based on the breed to better the breed. And some of those decisions you're gonna love, and some of those decisions you might raise an eyebrow about and be like, hey, I don't like it. and that's fine. But I hope you guys all know that Amy and Jamie both have the breed best interest at heart, and that's why they're doing it. And that's why we all met up and try to come up with a way to come up with a plan that's going to make things better. We have a lot of people that have been in this breed for over 10 years. Those people have done an excellent job, in my opinion. We have other people that have been in it for 5 or less years, and those people have done a tremendous job as well. It's just a matter of getting the right direction and solidifying what we are, who we are, and what we're trying to do. And that's the main purpose of how we're doing this, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about it. I hope you are too. Lauren, my wonderful producer, who said she could come on the radio tonight and give me 30 minutes to an hour. I think 30 minutes was fine. I think we said everything. But next week, we will be coming back, and we're going to have Jamie and Amy, or one or the other, but hopefully both, in some way or fashion, so we can really sit down and explain what they see and what they want to see from you guys and for the breed. You know, it's an exciting time. Don't forget April 22nd. It's going to go down in Kansas. I want to say Kansas. I always want to say Manhattan, but I'm always unsure. But I think it is Manhattan, Kansas, for the BBC show. Oh, people come out there and check that out. It's going to be a great, great, great event. Everybody's invited with a shorty bull. Blue Rock, Blue River, Evo Line, Tracy's Bullies, whatever you got, man, just bring the dogs out and enjoy yourself. Enjoy being around other shorty bull people, because if you're not, you know, if you're not there and you don't really care, then, you know, fine, stay in your lane. But if you want to have a voice and you want to be a part of the solution to the problems we're facing in the spring, then I think you should be there. I think we're going to have a moment there where we have a round table in person where people can ask questions about shorty bulls and what they want to see and how they want to move forward with it. So it's going to be an exciting, exciting show. That's on April 22nd in Manhattan, Kansas. If you have any questions, give them my boy Orlando Mijares. I think I butchered that name. I think I did, but it doesn't matter. You know what it is. Orlando Mijares, Mijares, on Facebook. I believe that's how you spell it. But y'all check that out, man. Once again, it's your boy, Bully the Kid. We're going to do a lot more Shorty Bull live feeds. We're going to go to a lot more yards. We're going to visit a lot of people here in the South, people in the North, everywhere, making sure we do that. So we're going to definitely be checking out a lot of different things, and I hope you guys understand that. And you guys are willing to bear with us in Shorty Bulls and wear Shorty Bull shirts proud and yell Shorty Bulls loud and do that. Make sure you listen up. We're going to have the first Shorty Bull March as well. That's something that we're trying to piece together where we all come out and walk together and do stuff. So basically, it's just a great time to own a shorty bull. If you don't own one, probably would be a good time to get one. A lot of people have them for sale, so y'all check them out and make sure you get from somebody that has one that looks like a real shorty bull, not an exotic. We don't want exotic shorty bulls. Lauren's been trying to buy exotic shorty bulls for a while. Lauren, are you gonna come on and tell me good night or no? You're not gonna say bye. You're not going to unmute yourself?
I'll holler at you later.
You know, I got to say this on the air, because I never used to bring Lauren on the air. Remember, I used to always be like, Lauren, get off.
Lauren, get out there.
But you know what? Now that we have, like, slower shows, and they're not as big, and you know, I think radio is kind of running this course, so we're going to start doing more live stuff. I might need you to start coming around and holding the boom mic in Atlanta. You know,
okay.
Just the big fuzzy mic.
I want you to pay raise like, for that. You know that, right? Like,
you know, you've been asking for a pay raise for a long time. You literally work one time a year, every 2 years now. We don't do any shows. If you still want to.
365 shows for like 5 years straight. So.
Listen, since we did not get any questions, I'm going to ask you one question. All right, and one question
okay.
only. Do you think it matters if Amy and Jamie come together? And in the big picture of Shorty Bulls, does it matter at all if they're together or they're apart?
I think it matters.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
I mean, I think it is what it is. I think that it's going to, I think it's good. I think it's good because I think it's good that, especially new people, seeing the like when they see the history and they see two people working together, I think it's a good thing. So,
yeah, does it? See how my producer is? She's like, look, man, don't ask me any. Listen, this is the main reason. I'm gonna say this, then we're gonna get out of here because there's no reason for us really to hang out. We did our big announcements, but I gotta say this: the main reason I wanted to do that was, and I'll just be blunt, I felt other people were trying to take the head of the wheel of the shorty bull and use it and say that it had no direction, so they had the right to prove to push it the right direction. And I thought that that was horrible. I really did. Like, I've invested time and energy in shorty bulls, and I don't feel that someone who doesn't own a shorty bull should be able to tell me what a shorty bull should look like. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel they have the right to do that. I don't feel anybody has the right to just come in and say this is what a shorty bull is, even though I've never owned one, even though I never wanted one. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, not cool to me. You know?
I can agree with that.
So,
100%.
Yeah, so thank you. Lauren finally agreed with something that I said. Lauren, how do you feel about me cutting the show short tonight? Hold on.
I think it sounds like...
Hold on. This is a good question. I just got this. So am I saying that a judge like Rolando has no place on the board of directors for the American Bully? Well, see, the board of directors is a little bit different. If your board of directors has people that are involved in the American Bully and they are passionate about the breed and they have someone who's an expert in another breed, like Rolando, who's from the American Pit Bull Terrier that makes up the American Bully, I think he does have a place there because he should be able to talk about structure and form, match, and function in that breed. Do I think that you should ask Rolando personally by himself, who's never bred an American Bully or owned an American Bully, to be the sole person to decide what an American Bully is? Definitely not. That's ludicrous. Right? I mean, and Rolando's a good friend of mine. I have a lot of respect for Rolando as a judge. However, he's judged over, I'm sure, 1,000 American Bullies, and I'm sure he would argue that he knows what a good American Bully is. However, he's not invested in the American Bully. And I think that that's important to have people that are passionate and been there in that breed. Do I think Rolando's knowledge of the American Bully outweighs Carlton Pratt's knowledge of the American Bully? I think Rolando's knowledge of form, match, and function and overall canine structure and conformation may, but the bully, I would say Carlton Pratt would be an expert in that. He would be somebody I'd want to look at, you know, but tenure in something does not make you an expert. So I want to make sure I say that too. Just because you've been in something for 10 years, if you haven't done shit in 10 years, you're not an expert. You know what I'm saying? You've just been around. I want to see your resume. In shorty bulls too, especially in shorty bulls, I want to see your resume. I don't care how long you've been in shorty bulls. I want to know what you've done in that time, what you produce. How consistent is the line of shorty bulls you've been breeding? You know, what's your track record with your customers? What do your dogs look like at the beginning? Have you improved at all? And I'll tell you right now, there's a couple of people I've seen that have been breeding shorty bulls for a long time that have either gone backwards or stayed the same or really should have given up shorty bulls a long time ago. You know, and that's not mean to saying that to say that they're horrible people. It's just saying that I want to see improvements. I showed the goat. I want dogs that I own after goat to be better than him. And that's it's damn hard for me to do. But that's what I should be shooting for. That's what everyone should be shooting for. You should be shooting to improve the breed. And if you're not, then you should get out of the breed, of any breed. It doesn't matter if you're shorty bulls, Frenchies, Boston Terriers, American Bullies, whatever. You should be shooting to improve on a breed of your choice. So that's the answer about Rolando. I think on a board of directors, on a committee, it doesn't hurt to have someone who has different eyes looking in and giving input. However, to be the sole proprietor of what's going to happen, if you have a board of directors full of people like Rolando who are not necessarily breed judges, I don't think that's an advantage to the breed. I'm not saying that it's a complete debauchery, but I'm going to say it's not to the advantage of the best interest of the breed to have people that are not involved in it serving on the board of directors. And almost every breed, when you talk about a breed club, they have people that own the breed and are involved in the breed making those decisions. They may have an expert that comes in and helps, but not there. You know, so that's it. I got people asking me about breedings on goat and things like that. But definitely, man, I appreciate everybody that tuned in. I appreciate everybody that's going to listen to this later on. Definitely next week we'll be way more organized and we'll have more information. Like I said, Jamie and Amy, I have to thank them so much for meeting with me this weekend and having such a productive conversation. and really saying for the first time they want to stand together and do things together to make the breed better. However, they can't do it if we don't do it ourselves, I guess is what I'm trying to say. They can't do it if they have to break up drama posts and fighting. And I know Jamie's fed up with it. I know Amy's fed up with it. But at the end of the day, they're just as passionate as they always have been for this breed. And I'm excited to see it grow in the direction it's going. And you guys should too. Once again, I appreciate y'all tuning in. And we'll have more Shorty Bull stuff coming up. Everybody that liked the live feed, man, I really appreciate it. Radio is so different than the live feeds. We have so much more fun on the live feed. So maybe that's what we'll do from now on. We'll be visiting a lot of Shorty Bull yards, showing you guys a lot of different Shorty Bulls that are competing in different events. Shorty Bulls all over the country that are doing different things. So y'all bear with us as we start to do things like that and really put the Shorty Bull on the map via the live Facebook feed and shows and YouTube stuff. So we appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great night. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I got to give y'all a little bit of information, and tune in next week when hopefully I'm in Kansas and we're live with Amy and Jamie face to face. You heard that, Quentin. Get ready for another road trip. We're about to take one. All right, Lauren. Let's play my outro music so I can go.
Yeah. It's your boy DJ Dramatic from the Senate DJs. You checking out my man right now, Bully the Kid. It's going down real heavy in the booth. Turn your radio up.
Bully the Kid. No. The Kid.
Yo, you ready? Ready to record, yo? Recording.
Time to talk it up. So proud to see the time is over.
DJ Storm.